Day-to-day personal finance contributor Michelle Singletary is back with us. She has answers to questions that have come in from listeners. Michelle, welcome back to Day-to-Day.
Oh, thank you so much.
Now, we will just remind people that you are not a financial planner, but you do write the syndicated column, The Color of Money, for the Washington Post, and you know a lot about finances. So let's begin here. This question came in, Michelle. It's from a woman who writes, and this is a tough letter. Dear Michelle, my husband has terminal cancer. He was given 2 years average to live. That was 4 years ago. He will not live to retire. What do I have to think about and get in order to prepare for his death, which could be any time now? Advice for this listener, Michelle?
Well, first of all, I want to give this person my sympathy. I really feel for that. My grandfather died from lung cancer, so I certainly understand the kind of thing she's going through. The essential thing is for her to get all her documents in order. Hopefully, they've got a will. First thing, they've got to have a will. Even though it's a spouse, there may be other things that her husband wants to leave to other relatives, so you want to get that straight. I suggest that she prepare what is called a letter of instruction. Sit down with her husband, and basically what this is they go over where all your documents are, the will, investments, your insurance papers, his Social Security card, all the documents you're going to need that, God forbid, if he does pass away, that you're going to need to help you get all your financial issues in order.
All right. Here we have letter number two. This comes from a listener who makes about $40,000. And the listener writes, my income and my outlay are about equal. I currently have an accumulated credit card debt of $6,000. My question is, should I devote my savings and any spare funds to paying this off as quickly as possible? Or should I continue smaller payments and devote any extra money to building a savings account? I hear it's important to have about 3 months of expenses in savings. I'm not an extravagant person. My main splurge is a biannual low-cost trip off-season to Europe to visit family, which usually ends up on the credit card. Michelle, advice here for this listener.
Well, first of all, he's incorrect. If he's got $6,000 on a credit card, he's spending more than he's earning, because otherwise he would have paid that $6,000 off on that credit card. So let's be clear about this, folks. If you have a revolving credit card balance from month to month, you are not equal. I would suggest that he aggressively pay down that credit card debt. But I also will tell him that he does need that 3 to 6 months living expenses. So he has to do both, because he needs an emergency fund. Right now, there's no savings for this person, according to his letter.
Okay, but Michelle, when this person wrote, he said, look, my outlay is $40,000, my income is $40,000. So where does he get the money to pay down the credit card and try to save 3 to 6 months of living expenses?
I have to tell him he needs to stop going to Europe, because he's not using his own money to go to Europe. He's using MasterCard or Visa, and that's not good, especially since he doesn't have a savings. So I would tell him, unfortunately, that he needs to cut out those trips unless he can pay for it in cash, and he can't because he's got $6,000 on his credit card balance. And you know what? He says, I don't eat out a lot, so that means he's eating out. So cut out the eating out. He says he cut his cable costs down. Cut it out completely. I mean, he has to aggressively try to pay down that debt. $6,000 is a lot. Say he loses his job. Now he's got credit card debt. He's got no money for rent. So he's not in a great position right now. And I know this is a hard piece of advice for lots of folks, especially if they're struggling. They go, where else can I cut? Unless you're going to get another job or get a second job, then you've got to look at your expenses, because that's where the money's going to come from.
Michelle Singletary writes the syndicated column, The Color of Money, for the Washington Post, and she's the author of the book, 7 Money Mantras for a Richer Life. If you have questions for Michelle, email us. The address is daytoday@npr.org. Michelle, thanks for being with us again.
Thank you.
Day to Day is from NPR News and Slate.com. I'm Alex Chadwick.